With about a month left in the session, several bills still making their way through committees and on the floor. One of the proposals you've put together, I think this is a second or third year for it, but it involves redoing some of the way the funding formula is handled in terms of pre-kindergarten?
Yes. I have a bill that we discussed briefly on the floor. Hopefully we'll bring it up again next week to include 3- and 4-year-olds from districts that are qualified for free and reduced lunches, to include those numbers in the foundation formula to fund early childhood education.
And again, this is something that's been discussed before, at least been introduced by you before. What are you hearing from those on the pro side of this? What's the reason for this?
Well, the numbers are extremely compelling. When the kids, currently in the situation we have, some of these areas where the kids qualify for free and reduced lunch, you know, they come to kindergarten, they don't know their ABCs, they don't know how to tie their shoes. They're so far behind coming into kindergarten, they actually never really catch up. So our hope is to get them in a structured program earlier, give them a chance so that they're not so far behind when we get to the primary grades. They do well in school, and they break the circle of poverty, if you want. I'm not saying the only way out of poverty is a good education, but it sure doesn't hurt.
And when you talk about all the years that have been spent getting into kindergarten and then the early childhood development that the state has launched over the years, when you have all these great ideas and great plans, but you have somebody who, again, as you say, gets into kindergarten and doesn't have the basics for that level, when you start off below par, as it were, it's tough to catch up.
It's tough. And, you know, some of these children come from very challenging environments. So their failure throughout life, if they're not successful by the time they're 12, 13, 14, you know, they could choose the wrong path in life. Since the late 70s to today, our prison population has gone from 8,000 people to 30,000 people. A lot of these people that we have incarcerated failed in school. So hopefully what we'll do is address the situation. Money's a problem. If we can reduce our incarceration rate, if we can reduce what we have to spend to prosecute people and put that money in education, I think that's what we need to be doing. The problem is the lead time is so long. You invest in early childhood education. Kids are 3 and 4 years old. Those kids aren't going to hit the system usually until they're 13 or 14 anyway. So you're talking about a 10-year lead time before you actually see some material reduction in the incarceration rate. But that's the investment that we need to make. We'll realize that later on.
Is this something that can be implemented in terms of, we're hearing so much about education funding formula itself not getting the funding that it was supposed to get, it is supposed to get by law. As all these are taken into consideration, is this an idea that can also be taken in with it, and then once it's there, it's a part of the whole deal?
Exactly. This funding won't take effect until the foundation formula is fully funded. It doesn't mandate that school districts have an early childhood education program, but what it does say is if the foundation formula is fully funded, if you have an early childhood education program, and if you have a full-day kindergarten, you're allowed to count those kids that are on free and reduced lunch into your average daily attendance.